plus.
That's hell of a question.
Coming to you simultaneously from the center of the universe and deep in the heart of nowhere. AboveTopSecret.com presents the 2 out of 3 Amigos Conspiracy Show with your host, the Skeptic Overlord and Springer.
And now, prepare your tinfoil hats, align your ciphers, engage your cone of silence, lock your bunkers, and switch proxy servers. The 2 out of 3 Amigos.
And good evening. This is the Skeptic Overlord with the second 2 Amigos show. Through the magic of Skype is my partner in slime, Springer. Say hello there.
How's it going tonight, Bill? We've got a hot show tonight.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. We've given some clues to our members in the last podcast and on the board, but it's just nothing to experience it, actually.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the live eyewitness report that we're going to have tonight is astounding, I think, as well as the non-members who are listening to our podcast are going to get some really insightful information.
You think so?
I do.
Where else could they get stuff like this?
Absolutely nowhere. It just doesn't exist anywhere but AboveTopSecret.com.
Absolutely. And as always on these conspiracy shows, it is unscripted. We've planned ahead of time, obviously, what we're going to talk about, but we are just flying off the cuff at this point. Right, Mark?
The seat of our pants.
No,
that's our guide, baby. The seat of our pants.
No, that's
show.
No, that was my line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, I'll give it back to you. Here, try again.
Right. Oh, we're going to have to do this over again. Damn it, stick to the script. No, so anyway, usually we'll cover a couple topics of things, stuff going on, and just sort of run through things that way. And Mark, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking some fine American whiskey and Coke. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And I have...
You are enjoying?
I'm sticking with the Scottish beer tonight, the Belhaven. I just, I could not resist. I had a couple of things lined up, but it tastes so good last time. What I like about the imported beer, especially out of the UK, is if you don't have something to keep it cold, it still tastes good when it's warm.
Oh, yeah. Well, heck, they serve it warm over there.
Right.
It's the jet fuel of podcasting, I'm here to tell you.
So, what do we have tonight, Mark?
Tonight we've got live eyewitness report from not only one of our dear friends, but a fellow of TopSecret.com, Mr. William Onesack, going to talk to us tonight of his experiences at Montauk Camp Hero, one of the as yet unresolved and undebunked. As far as I know, it's undebunked.
Is that a word?
Undebunked? I don't know. I was just thinking of that. is now.
Yes, it is now.
And William Onesack is going to share with us his personal experiences. This guy actually went out there and dug into it. And without further ado, let's bring it on.
Hello, guys. How's it going? Hey, it's William Onesack.
There he is. William Onesack has suddenly appeared out of the mist and coming to... The 2 out of 3 Amigos Conspiracy Podcast.
So what's going on?
Well, I think we're here to talk to you.
All right. Not too many people talk to me these days.
Why is that? Well, because you're a freak, rummaging around in the bush of Long Island.
I can usually be found on my roof, screaming at the neighbors.
Nice. Taking that bottle of whiskey out of it.
There you go.
And the shotgun that he needs to use on the reptiles living in the basement. But that's another show.
So are those black helicopters? No, it was a twin-engine plane that was following you at one point, wasn't it?
At Camp Hero.
Right.
Yeah, we went out there, I think the first time was in 2000. And one of the first things we noticed was a plane circling the base. And we never were able to conclusively say what it was doing, that it was there monitoring the stuff on the ground, but it was definitely doing something. Some people have said that it was just like there's an airport out there, they were just practicing, but
It was the same plane over and over again, wasn't it? It was like yes. A scene from Goodfellas or something.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact type of plane it was, but we did identify it after a while. But sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second there. But we did see it.
You're all scared again with the thoughts of that plane.
Yeah. So we did. It was. Right.
So anyway, take us back to sort of that first trip into that Montauk fishing community, because really it's a sleepy little community normally, and not even a lot of people that live there are aware of what's in their backyard.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we had never really heard about any conspiracies about the place, and I live on Long Island, where Montauk is located. It's on the easternmost point of Long Island. So, but I had been attending these UFO talks they have once a month here in town, and just for something to do once a month to pass some time, because I am interested in conspiracies and aliens and stuff like that. So, and I would listen to this woman talk about Montauk, and that she related her experiences. And we said to ourselves, hey, wow, you know, this is something that I can check out for myself, because it's right here on the island, you know.
You guys actually went out there, didn't you, Will?
Yeah, about five or six times. And, we had, like I said, we had never heard about it before until I went and I heard this lecture one night woman was given. And, that's what got us interested in going out there to see ourselves if there was any activity still going on.
Well, when you got out there, you know, it was a nice clear sunny day, good visibility, you could, you know, see everything.
Oh, it was beautiful. We went swimming when we got out there.
Was there people out there, tourists, crowds? I mean, did you have full access?
Well, no, actually at the time the base was closed to the public.
Aha.
Yeah,
so, I wonder why.
Well, there were definitely some odd things.
Wasn't Camp Hero supposed to be connected to the Philadelphia Project?
Yes. Now this is allegedly. I've read that they were doing experiments with young men or boys, and they were using the boys' minds after they had brainwashed them to open up portals in time. Now,
wow.
Yeah, and that they had actually, because they had done the same thing with the Eldridge in the Philadelphia Project, where supposedly, again, they had opened up a portal in time, or hyperspace.
I think our counselor, Lysergic, does that every night.
There you go. Just might.
Well, let me ask you, William, when you were out there, did you feel anything? Did you sense anything on your face? Did you get the oogies or
I'll tell you, there is a way you can describe it. There were places where it just seemed like dead, like you didn't want to be there. It's
wow.
It's, you know, it's just hard to describe any other way.
Yeah. Now, did you guys? There's stories about this beast that supposedly. I mean, I've seen pictures of it. It looks like a typical Bigfoot deal to me. And while I was reviewing the sites and some of the different places on the web that have information about this, there's a beast cage or the beast hold or something. Did you get to look at that, or did you get to get near it, or because the base was closed, you couldn't get to it, or what?
Well, the first couple of times, well, first of all, I have to tell you, the base is huge. You have no idea. And most of the areas, it's in a lot of disrepair. You can find yourself walking through quicksand or crawling along the sidewalk because it's so overgrown.
Wow.
There was something they called a beast bunker.
Bunker, that was it.
There you go. Which I'm pretty sure we saw all of the bunkers, but I can't really say for certain that we saw the one they called a beast bunker. We never saw anything like a Bigfoot or anything over there. No, that you know, we definitely didn't see. And we were all, we went over every inch of that base. I mean, really, with fine tooth comb, we literally were crawling for about three quarters of a mile or half a mile at one point. And because we had started up this hill on this path, and you know, about halfway up, we realized that it's the undergrowth isn't getting any better, but there's no way you could go back. So, but we, you know, what, Mark? What, Springer?
He just said, huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So, I was catching up on some of your chronicles of this event, and didn't you notice a rather strange-looking constable in one of your travels?
The park police?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we first went out there, we didn't realize there was a police officer living on the base, or at least working there during the day. So, you know, we weren't expecting that when we saw it, and then we saw they had guard dogs also.
So, why would they be having guard dogs for an abandoned base?
Yeah, well, actually, though, you know, it might make sense that they were trying to keep the trespassers away, because there had been a couple of books written about the base at that point. So, you know, I can't really say why they had the police living out there.
Wasn't I think one of your co-conspirators, didn't he describe this police as sort of being sort of overly pasty pale?
Yes, he did. We did run into the police on one of our visits out there, and yeah, I guess you could describe him as being a little pasty.
Yeah, I guess
like maybe he lives underground all the time.
Right, he's a mole man.
Yeah, I'm reptoid.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, that's been
right to it.
I mean, maybe it was a mask.
Well, that's been sort of the long time one of the long time conspiracy theories about Camp Hero is that there's been reptoid involvement. And I was trying to confirm this, and it's just something I remember. It wasn't also one of the stories about Camp Hero that there were government allowed alien abductions and experiments going on there?
Yes, absolutely. That was the claim, and this was supposedly going on and well into the 1980s. And
That explains that night I was gone.
Right. they were abducting young men and women and bringing them out there. And I went to this. I was telling you before about the conference I went to. A woman actually said that she had, you know, met a reptoid at the base, and she described it. She showed a picture of the thing. I mean, she was totally convinced that she had seen this thing.
In what way did she describe the reptoid?
That she had been brought into a room. She had been taken into the base, brought into a bunker, and brought into a room where a reptoid, about 7 feet tall, raped her.
Wow.
Yeah. And then disappeared right in front of her eyes.
You see?
Yeah, that's the Michelle Guerin story, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, she claims that this thing actually did that to her and then stepped back a few feet, and evidently some invisible doorway obviously materialized, and this reptoid, 7 foot tall lizard man, stepped into it and whoosh, disappeared.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and while we weren't able to conclude that, I never saw a reptoid that I know of out there, you know, maybe the guy had just been staying out of the sun.
That would be rather odd for a beach community, don't you think?
Yeah,
it definitely would. The water is a little dangerous out there. There's a strong rip current.
Right.
But you know, there are a lot of surfers, and there's a lot of fishermen, too. A lot of good fishing out there, so.
Yeah, the people that usually live out in that part of Long Island are the outdoorsy type.
Right.
Unless...
Yeah, certainly seems odd that a police officer would be pasty, pale, white, territory being the beach.
You know, that's so strange. I'm just remembering it right now, that we had actually, we were walking, we weren't on the base yet, and he drove past us. And, yeah, it was definitely odd. You know, I just, that was, like I said, about 5 years ago. But just had a very strong impression in remembering what he looked like when he drove past us.
Let me ask you this, William. This Michelle Guerin lady, you actually saw her speak at the conference?
Yes, I've spoken with her.
Okay. Did she seem, you don't want to be polite here, but did she seem like a nut to you? Or
you know, that's exactly what our impression was that you got to be nuts. You know, I'll be saying that flying saucers and reptoids and
yeah.
Men in black, you know. But she definitely did not seem to be unstable in any way. She was very lucid, very intelligent, well-spoken, and she was, to the best of my knowledge, she was thoroughly convinced that what she was telling us was true.
Wow, so you didn't sense any kind of chicanery or phoniness about her at all?
No, she's not selling a book. You know, she's not looking to have this made into a movie or anything. She was just out there telling a story.
Wow.
You know, a room of about 20 or 30 people that had come see her. So, yeah, I don't think she was making it up, but then again, the really crazy ones are the ones that don't know they're crazy.
Was she, in this conference, was she on the headline as a special guest?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's... Yeah. I mean, you can question maybe the credibility a little bit there when they start headlining people who have been abducted. But
right.
Still, it's, I guess it could still go either way.
Right. Well, this wasn't a place where there was 100 or 200 people coming to see her.
Right.
You know, like I said, there were maybe 20 to 25 people in the room.
Oh, so it wasn't a large event of any...
No. And she had a doctor there with her, and...
Was there any evidence of physical evidence of what she claimed?
She claimed to have puncture marks on one of her thighs that had scarred over, but she, you know, didn't show us that or any pictures. She didn't say she showed any physical evidence of what had happened.
Well, those could have been ticks from the brusher on Montauk.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Now, I also read that she had a lesion or something behind her ear that when the doctor lanced it, some metallic object or something shot out, and
right.
The doctor swore he'd never seen anything
right.
Like that. Did she have that with her?
No. Hmm. Yeah. So that's how we looked at it, too. We took everything with a grain of salt, and we went out there, not because we can't really debunk what has been written in books, and when people say stuff was going on in the 1970s and 80s, we can't really go and debunk that, you know, or verify it either way, unless there was currently activity still going on at the base. And that's what we went to find out, but it wasn't as easy as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but it does seem weird to me that an abandoned base would be so watched and closed up. I mean, if you look around the country, there's a lot of abandoned Nike missile bases that are not being used anymore. And they're almost municipal parks at this point, and the silos are just cemented over. And it would seem that those are, you know, what was there is much more of a potential security risk than some Camp Hero.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, Bill, because, there, you know, guard dogs, pasty, pale police officers, obviously, you know, very diligent about protecting, watching, and keeping track of everyone. It seemed apparently keeping track of everyone that goes in and out of this place. You know, why? That's a great question.
Yes.
And there were also, on our explorations, we had found a place in the back of the base, again, way off the beaten path, where there were high-tension electrical wires running into the base. Brand new.
Right, and didn't you mention you saw a... I think in one of the Chronicles, what looked like a relatively new infrared camera?
Actually, we did see something that looked like a camera.
Right.
And when we had gone back about a week or so later, it had been opened, and whatever was inside it was gone. And we described it as looking like a camera. But I've had a lot of people email me since then saying that it was a... for the cape for wires or something, a housing for wires.
Junction box, maybe, or...
Nah, it's Well, whatever. They said that it was really there for wires, so I can't really say that what it was for. But it did, it did look like it was for a camera.
But it had been, between your visits, it had been maintained in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, there was a lot of strange things. You'd walk along. There was one place where there was this giant boulder, and into it had been carved a symbol that I can only describe it as being looking like one of those chevrons on the Stargate. In that show, the television show Stargate.
Wow.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's you know, it's not a Greek letter or anything. It's just this odd looking symbol that had been carved into the stone.
Was it a clean carve or just sort of a rough hewn carve?
Rough. It was. It wasn't. It didn't look like it had been done by a machine or anything.
Okay.
But that could have been done by kids years after.
Right, but it was just off. You know, it's not something you. I mean, who would do that? How long would it take you to carve something into a boulder?
A long time.
And also, while we were walking through there, we found that people were trying to break into the bunkers on a regular basis.
Well, which yours truly also, right?
Well, no, I mean, they're sealed up with concrete.
Right.
You know, so I'm not going to start busting into, federal property that's been sealed off, you know. I maybe trespassing is one thing, but breaking and entering or anything, you know, it's a different story. You know, we actually were never able to completely debunk or verify that there's currently any activity out there. I don't think there is, but we couldn't say for 100% sure that it wasn't. And we did find a lot of strange things about the base too.
Yeah, so it does seem like there's, being the skeptic overlord, I'm going to be really skeptical about many aspects of the Montauk and Philadelphia experiment story. However, you know, in occasions like this, there's bits and pieces here that just don't fit and seem to make sense. In the case where, you know, there's some formerly very secure government facilities like Nike bases that have been cemented over and turned into municipal parks. But Camp Hero is still being watched.
Right. Well, actually, now it's open as a state park.
Oh, well, never mind.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, they, but still, I'll just tell you this because it was very interesting. I'll tell you quickly. There was a house, it looks like a normal house sitting on the base, and we found a tunnel leading out of the back of the house going into a hill.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember a post that you made about
right.
that. Yeah.
And, there's a huge hill underneath the SAGE radar, this huge radar tower that sits out there. And our experience showed us that wherever there was definitely a hill, there was definitely a structure underneath that hill. So, yeah, so.
All right.
Well, there you have it. Live. First person, AboveTopSecret.com only. The only place in the internet you're going to ever get stuff like this. Nobody else is going to tell you. You're not anywhere else. The government doesn't want it.
Well, that was a very, very exciting story from our William Onesack, Mr. Onesack, I guess we can call him at this point. Great piece of work there. Mark, what are your closing thoughts on that?
You know, it remains a mystery like most things do, but I'm with you on this. Why the protection? Why the... Even if it is now a state park for as long as it closed, basically abandoned. I find it just... It's nonsensical. They would have a police force of however many there were, guard dogs, just this intense observation of a otherwise abandoned, you know, innocuous base.
And it really is... a huge asset to have people that belong to Above Top Secret that have these first-hand experiences.
No doubt. No doubt.
So,
we sure appreciate it.
Yeah, so that brings to a close this the second installment of the 2 out of 3 Amigos conspiracy show. Mark, what are some ideas we have for future episodes, if you want to just touch on it? We have 20 seconds, so hurry up.
Well, we need to get into various and sundry other conspiracies that are going on. There's a lot happening with the avian flu we haven't touched on. We've got more conspiracies than we could ever hope to announce in 20 seconds. You need to tune in. Keep abreast of what's going on around you and what you don't know about. AboveTopSecret.com.
All right. So for this, for information on this story and every other conspiracy under the sun, visit AboveTopSecret.com/forum, and you too can deny ignorance.
Well, what we're really looking to do here is interview everyone number one. That's a hell of a question.